Welcome back to The Lowdown on Katy Perry. Thank you guys so much for tuning in today. Welcome to 2022. We have so much to talk about today. So many amazing things have happened for Katy, for her career, for everything since we last talked. And we're going to unpack it today. My name is Michael, of course, at MichaelPerry84 on Twitter and at Katy Perry Aesthetic on Instagram and TikTok. Now, Katy Perry is back, and that's something I wanted to say first and foremost. The old Katy Perry, what I'm trying to say, the one with the black hair, the one we remember from Prism, I feel that energy has returned. Now, we have so much to talk about, so let's just run through it from A to Z. Firstly, the residency is a complete hit. Vegas has never seen such a residency in 15 years, as per some of the biggest magazines, as per some of the biggest critics. Katy put her heart and her soul into that show, and if you've seen clips of it, or if you were there first night or second night, or if you've been to any shows, you know that Play Vegas residency was a smash success. From the costumes, from the storyline, which Katy always knows how to bring a good storyline, from the jokes, from just everything. This is one of the most outrageously amazing things Katy has ever produced in her career. I can't even speak about it because I don't deserve to speak about it because it's just so good. Play has been sold out every single night so far. It is becoming such a hit, not just with Katy Cats, but with the general public in Vegas. It's just a must-see for a lot of people, which is amazing. We see, you know, like, just all of the looks from it, like, are gorgeous. It was just such a well-done residency. In my opinion, one of the best residencies in a very long time, entertainment-wise. Like, if you're just going there to have fun, you better pick Katy Perry's Play instead of any other artist, because most other artists will more focus on just themselves or just their vocals, but Katy brings it all. She brings entertainment factor, she brings color, she brings sparkle. She wants you to experience something during Play, and I think anyone that's been to Play can agree with me that it is a two-hour experience to be in that theater. So that's the first thing right off the bat. Play, a complete success. And I'm not surprised. I knew Katy would put her mind to something and she would create such an amazing show. And I'm just so happy that she's getting the credit that she deserves and the praise that she deserves. And, you know, for all of those Katy Cats that were there on opening night, we all saw your tweets. We all saw your Instagram posts. It looked amazing. I saw the atmosphere there. So many Katy Cats met each other for the first time. A lot of them haven't seen Katy since like 2017, 2018. So it had been a long, long time. And it just proved. It was amazing. We're such an amazing community. We saw like the huge group photos in front of the Katy Perry Play sign in the theater. Just gorgeous. All of the beautiful diversity and all the beautiful Katy Cats we have in our fandom. It was just so amazing to see everyone, you know, come together and come support her for this first, second, I saw some people go to 3-4 shows, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm so jealous of you. But yeah, so it was amazing. And Chris, if you guys know Chris, we interviewed him last year, oh my goodness, 2020 already, and he went to the first show, and this is like some more insider information, but he actually ran into Bradford Cobb. If you guys don't know who that is Katy Perry's, I guess, manager, you can call him, and also one of her, like, good friends, and they were talking to him. This is not just hearsay, this is all on Twitter. Chris tweeted this himself, I'm not making things up, but pretty much what he said was that they're very happy with, you know, When I'm Gone, and everything that has happened so far with When I'm Gone, and When I'm Gone is a whole other subject, honey, and she's just she was very overjoyed with all of the love and support she saw on her first show of play, and how many old faces came to see her, and, you know, just the amount of, like, that people still care about her, I think, was one of the big things, and all of her fans. So it was so beautiful that we were able to bring that for her and, you know, just adore her like she deserves, you know what I mean? So for those that were in Vegas, you're so lucky. I did not go, unfortunately, and I know I'm the most upset about it. Long story short, Omicron happened, obviously, and my group is a group of people that were trying to go, but a lot of them were obviously not just there for Katie. They were more going to have fun, and we had a birthday that weekend all planned, and because of Omicron, a lot of us are healthcare workers or those in the medical field, and what happened or not, a lot of people just did not want to get stuck in Las Vegas. A lot of people did not want to catch Omicron in Las Vegas. So for very, like, understandable reasons, we decided as a group to just cancel. Thankfully, we were able to cancel everything, the hotels. We were able to get our flights back, and I reluctantly had to put up my tickets for sale on the website that I bought them from, like the one that, like, Katie sold us with, and I left it there for a week. Nothing happened. 2 days before, I was so anxious because I'm like, this was a very expensive ticket. I at least want to get some money back. I tried selling it on Twitter. No, nothing. And then this company that, like, buys tickets like this, like, I guess to sell, contacted me randomly from my Twitter, and it actually worked out. So I got about half of the money back, and I said, you know what, half is better than nothing. So I did get some money back for the play show. Trust me, I would have rather have been there. After seeing, like, the amazing view from some of the seats, it's just heartbreaking. I really want to go back, maybe in March or later on if she releases more shows. There's always time for a quick Vegas getaway, if you can spare that time and if you have the resources to go. So hopefully I will be able to eventually one day go see play. As of now, because of Omicron, that unfortunately got canceled for me, but I am still so happy that I was able to see so much online. A lot of people live streamed the first show. It's just been amazing just to even see online and from your friends the amazing experiences they've had. And if anything, it made me even more excited to go see it one day and just experience play, you know? So, yeah. Unfortunately, I wish I could have told you guys, hey, I went, it was amazing, but honestly, I didn't go, unfortunately. But I can still vouch for play from the things I've seen online. And if you saw something online that looked amazing, you already know that in person is also amazing. So that's one thing to be happy about. So for those that went, I am so proud of you. I'm so happy for you. I'm sure you had an amazing time. I saw people talking like a week after, and they're like sad that they're at home now and not in Perry Playland. And I feel like for Katie Katz, Vegas is becoming, air quotes, it's just called Perry Playland now. There's no such thing as Las Vegas anymore. And it's so sweet that we have such a strong memory now, I guess, with Katie in Las Vegas. And I hope that, and I truly think this residency will last for a while. Just because of the numbers that we've seen so far, we've seen sold out dates every single show. Some people, like mostly Katie Katz, bought their tickets back when they were announced. And I'm sure anyone that's in Vegas that's looking for a good show is probably buying up those last minute seats. So as long as she keeps selling out the shows, which of course the ticket, like, sellers or whoever coordinates these events are probably very happy about that, I do think that play could last quite a while. We saw that Lady Gaga's residency did last many, I think a year or something, or two, don't quote me on that, but I remember it would be like a couple months of break and then she would come back. So I could totally see Katie keeping this residency, you know, maybe taking a month or two off here. I think February she's completely off. So like that, they bring in other shows or they change it up, but I could totally see play going till the end of the year at least. So, I'm very happy. I know we've been talking about play for like since May of 2021 now, and now we can just, now we have it, and now it's amazing. So I'm so proud of you, Katie, for this amazing show. If you can go see Play and you haven't seen it yet, I totally recommend you go check out some videos and fall in love, because you will want to go. For those that can't, hopefully we will be getting a world tour soon. And I know that's right now with Omicron, it's like, oh, okay, sure. But, you know, it's always a possibility. So yeah, Play, in its title, is a very entertaining and fun show that, honestly, there's so many vocal moments that are amazing. Every single outfit in the show was so well thought out and so well crafted. Katie's just personality comes through the show. Everyone's calling her the camp queen, which I agree. Everything about Katie has been camp ever since the first day, ever first album, the big strawberries, everything has been camp for Katie. And I think that's one of the main reasons we love her. She's so wacky. She's so interesting. She knows how to bring it. So this show was a smash success. There's two words that could describe it. And I'm very proud and I'm very happy. So if you can go see Play, I totally recommend it. If you can and if it's safe to do so. And if not, hopefully we'll have a world tour soon. Can't even say that word. So yeah, so let's take a quick break and then we'll get right back and we'll get started on the analysis of When I'm Gone. All right, thank you guys so much for taking that quick break. Now we're going to move on to, I guess, just analyzing and discussing the release of When I'm Gone, which was a song that Katie released back on December 29th, the first day of the Vegas residency, with Alesso. So let's start from the beginning. We were announced When I'm Gone 2 weeks before the actual release date. So I think it was exactly 2 weeks. I think it was just exactly 2 weeks before Katie posted a little snippet. I can't really remember what she posted, to be honest. It was so long ago. But she posted a little snippet of the song and announced that When I'm Gone would be released on December 29th. Now, personally, I kind of heard a snippet of the song, which there was a little bit of a leak a week before, or at least I think a week and a half before. So someone sent me the snippet of the song. I listened to it because usually I'm like, oh, I don't want to listen to leaks because it kind of ruins it for me, but I still listened to it and I really, really liked it. And I knew that this would be something very dance heavy, very electro pop, which I think Katie does well. I think her voice suits it very, very well. So I was very happy to see that they announced When I'm Gone. And honestly, after the announcement, maybe a couple days after, I really didn't think about it. With Christmas and everything coming up, I really didn't think about it that much until like the day before, when I saw Twitter started getting like very, very like promotional. We got Katy Perry is coming trending on Twitter, very high up. I was very happy to see that. So that was really nice to see. When I'm Gone was then released on December 29th. Honestly, I really, really loved the full song. I thought it was great. I thought it was a little short. I feel like it feels kind of short, but just in the context of the song and for the purpose of the song, I think the length is good. It's nice. I think it's 2 minutes and 47 seconds, so just around 3 minutes, which is kind of a sweet spot for streaming and for radios right now. Most new songs are around that length. Nobody really releases a 4-minute pop song anymore or a 4.5-minute. It's just considered a little too long for the streaming era, and a lot of people just like will click next once they get bored of a song. So around 3 minutes is like the average attention span of the listeners nowadays. So yes, it was released. I thought it was, I loved it, honestly. It's very catchy. It's very like dance heavy. I can see this going on in clubs if they were open in some countries. I can definitely see this, you know, I can definitely still see it as a grower for some, at least for the general public. Moving forward, it really didn't impact radios yet. And then on the night of January 10th, Katie released the music video as part of, I believe it was this big national college football or college something. I think it was football. Tournament. It's definitely not called a tournament. As you can tell, I do not watch these. Like a game, like the Super Bowl, but it was like for college, American colleges or something. Anyways, so it was shown, the video was shown on the halftime of that college show. We had some great traction actually there. Katy Perry was trending at number 4 and then number 3 in the United States. Actually, no, that is not correct. Sorry. Katy Perry was trending at number 1 and then she moved down to the number 2 spot with like just the hashtag, whatever this game was called. And worldwide, she was hashtag number 4. So that was nice to see. I think a lot of people were surprised to see Katie in this new persona, this new character. I think honestly, a lot of people hadn't seen her for a long time. Like if you're not like a follower of hers, or if you're not even like a fan or even a pop fan, you're really not going to see much of these artists. You know what I mean? Like, so once they're actually like presented at one of these big award shows that a lot of different types of people watch, then they were kind of like, whoa, Katy Perry. And like there were a lot of positive stuff. Sorry, I skipped a whole date, but even New Year's, Katy was obviously had a night in Vegas, a show that night. And she also had a performance of When I'm Gone and Walking on Air. It was part of, I guess it was from the play stage, and that was aired on CNN's I guess New Year's Eve big broadcast thing, and that was very good as well. Katie also had a interview with the two hosts that night, and apparently during the time that she was on from her interview and from that performance was the most watched part of the night. Obviously probably aside from actual ball dropping, but that was the part where they saw the most viewers. So Katie still has power. And we're glad to see it. We love to see it. So anyways, where are we? Yes. So January 10th, the music video was released, to the college football audience fandom. And then an hour later, the official music video was released. So I thought the video was very interesting. Not like super, how do I describe it? Like I wouldn't call it a roar, or like a never really over type visuals, or you know, like the ones with the stories that we've seen. But honestly, I think just because like it's partly a Lesso song, I think he might have had some say in it, because it's partly just like a quick dance anthem. It's not really like, I don't know how to say it, like it's not really like an anthem like Roar or Firework or you know, those types of songs. So it kind of makes sense that it wasn't like some big story or something. Right now it has 3.5 million views. In how many days is that? In 4 days, which isn't horrible. So like the video's cute. It's a nice, I love the dance scenes. I love the outfits, of course. The outfits are really great. I think it was nice. It's still trending right now. On January 14th at night, it's trending on number 24 for YouTube Music, which isn't horrible. I truly think this will be this type of song, or this type of, you know, this song, I guess, specifically as we're talking, maybe one of those burners that's like in the top 20s, top 30s. And then once those very popular songs start like losing their, you know, popularity, or you know, you see those top songs drop on the charts, I could definitely see this as a grower, or you know. So I do think the song is not over. I think it's got potential. The night of the release, Katie and Alesso went on a live stream, and it was really cute to see them like talking about it, and they even watched TikToks for people that made TikToks with the song. And I think that's kind of like, that was part of the promotion. We definitely saw Katie posting on TikTok about the song. I saw Alesso post, and you know, it would have been really nice if this could have been, you know, like, you know, something that went viral. I definitely think there is possibility. The audio that was on TikTok had a lot of good possibility. And actually this week I watched, I believe it was a TikTok about, do you know, I'm sure, like, if you look at the charts, you know that song A, B, C, D, E, F, U. Now, like most other artists that have ever been popped off on TikTok, it was actually interesting to see, because the person kind of analyzed it and they were like, okay, let's talk about how the girl's name is Gail, how her song went popular on TikTok. And he's like, so Gail posted a video, and if you've ever been on TikTok, there's this option where you can click on a comment and then you can post it into your video so that people can see what people commented. And so it's pretty much Gail posted a TikTok that said, what, like, give me a title or a theme for a new song. And supposedly someone, there was a woman that commented, oh, post something about, like, the alphabet, or use the alphabet in the song. And so Gail used that specific one in that first video that got really viral on TikTok. And so this person clicked on this woman's profile, the one that commented, and traced it back to that this woman actually worked at the record label that Gail had been recently signed to. So it was kind of like an engineered hit, which is so weird that people are now going through TikTok as a platform to gain traction for songs or to engineer these new hits. And when I saw that, I was like, oh my god, has everything we've ever heard from TikTok kind of been, you know, engineered to, like, oh, small town artist posts on this TikTok app and goes viral. And it's like, I literally, you could see, like, someone from a record label who probably was in this, like, room mocking up ideas did the whole, and I was like, wow, everything is really planned on this app sometimes. So it was really interesting to see that. So honestly, like, yeah, okay, When I'm Gone didn't go viral or didn't become this instant trend. Honestly, those things are either engineered by the platform or they are just randomly becoming viral. You know, we see TikTok audios coming, like, just random audios just become viral because they're funny. Or, you know, so you can't really, like, force something like that unless you pay for it. Personally, I really think that there must be an option for songs to be promoted on the app. And I'm sure there's ways record labels or companies, those huge corporations, can pay to have songs or have things promoted on. Obviously, we can see there's ads now on TikTok. You scroll through, they look like literal TikToks, and you're halfway watching them and you're like, oh my god, this was an ad. So I think TikTok has definitely become a very marketable place, and I think a lot of artists are really thinking now, like, like, we've seen so many artists come from TikTok and become even more famous. Like, we saw, you know, Taylor Swift's Enchanted go viral on the app for a dance trend. It's just, like, interesting to see how all of it is now engineered through TikTok. So TikTok, and, like, you always hear people, oh my god, there's only TikTok songs on the radios. Well, guess what? TikTok is the most popular thing right now, and it just makes sense that the radio stations want to play what people want to hear. And if people are hearing the same songs over and over or part of songs on TikTok, they're going to just play the whole song because they know that you've already known the song, and they're just going to play the full version. So, like, I'm listening to the top 40, or I'm just listening to any radio, and I hear a whole song and I'm like, oh my god, this, like, 15 second portion is popular on TikTok, or was popular on TikTok. And I'm like, now they're just playing the whole song. So I think a lot of artists now are really thinking, or some artists, I know Adele said, I'm not making music for TikTok, because I think, I forget what interview it was, but she talked about how her team was talking about TikTok and how, like, everything. She's like, I am not making music for TikTok. I don't make music for 15-year-olds. They're not going to be able to relate to her music. And as you know, like, if you've heard her new album, it's about heartbreak. A 15-year-old is not going to go through a divorce. 30, she's like, 30 and 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds, yeah, they'll be able, they're my target audience, because I know that they actually, you know, be able to connect to this music and this theme. So yeah, so it's very interesting to see how this music industry has changed, And, you know, I definitely saw how Katie and Alesso definitely tried to, you know, use TikTok as a marketing. And I think it's smart, obviously, because you go viral on TikTok, you're the next big thing, or your song is the next big thing. So it definitely is really big, and it's something we don't really realize as just regular TikTok users. But these record labels, these artists, they know that that is a really big key to making money on a song, or being successful with a song. So that's something to think about. I really loved, I think to sum it up, I truly, truly loved When I'm Gone. And I still do. At first, I was listening to it like 3+ times a day. Now, as I got back to school, I'm a little bit more busy. Maybe once or twice a day. I try to, because I want to keep up the streams. Again, I don't really care. I don't even know what it charted at, or if it even did chart. You know what? I'm just going to look right now, because I don't care that much, because I've started to move away from that, just because I saw a tweet from someone that said, like, I want to be on the side of TikTok that is, like, the side of TikTok that, like, happened during the opening week of play, or the opening day of play, you know, where everyone was just so excited to be with each other for the music. And, you know, I honestly, like, really radiated that. She's like, I'm not here to fight about who's better and for, or care about the stupid charts. And I'm like, you know what? I actually really understand that. And I'm sure a lot of you true Katie Cats also do feel that. Like, yeah, numbers, Hot 100 charts, how many sales, who's the most popular. Okay, yes, it can be important for people that care about money or for the record labels, but I think us as fans, the first thing we should care about is the quality of the music that they give us and whether or not we like it. And if you do like it, great, listen to it, support the artists. You know, there's no room to, like, hate on others, or there's no room to, I don't know, like, just fight about music. I think I've talked about this long ago. There's no reason to do that. I don't think there should be a reason. And I think just this recent trend in fandoms, this recent everything, is about charts and stuff. I think quality of music and, you know, just enjoying the dang music is the most important thing ever. And if you, like, that's, and she's like, I want to be on that side of TikTok all the time. And honestly, I was like, yes, me too, because I'm kind of tired of caring so much, or caring about a stupid number, or fighting with some other fandom because they said, oh, whatever, that my artist sings better. It's like, so, like, at this point, like, at this age, especially when you're over 20, it's like, are you seriously, like, fighting about two women who have so much money, who have made so much money from their careers, are insanely popular? Do you think they would care about fighting about numbers or caring about who sings a better riff? It's like, everyone has their own taste in artists. Everyone has their own skills and abilities. Each of these artists is very different artistically. There's no way to compare, and I hate comparing. So honestly, personally, I've stopped really caring about charts, and it's made everything so much better, because I can just enjoy the music and be happy again. Because I remember the 2017 era, or the Witness era, or the Smile era, and it was like, oh, Bubbling Under, oh, it didn't chart. And you would just, in your heart, you would feel bad, because you're like, oh, I'm so sad that this song, you know, didn't do better. And I know even recently I've been like, oh, whatever, like, hopefully this is top 10. Honestly, who the hell cares? Half the time, top 10s, top 20s, like, we've seen songs can be, those placements on the charts can be bought. And that's kind of sad. And actually recently, Billboard changed a rule that actually kind of prohibits that. So hopefully the charts will be a little bit more fair now, and there won't be just music companies or something, like, buying a certain number amount just to pump up sales for an album and going into the charts. So I really hope music just becomes a more healthy and loving place, and just about what it actually should be about, the music and the artists. So that's my take on it. Stream When I'm Gone. It's a great song. It's a great bop, honestly. Like, I just love this new Katy era right now. I really hope and pray that this, you know, might extend itself into a new album. It's been in August. It will be 2 years since Smile. I can't even believe I can say that, but it's been almost 2 years. I truly think it's time, or it would be a good time, to either usher in a new album or release one by this year. But I guess we'll see what Katy wants to do. I did see that there's quite a few Katy collaborations coming up soon, and I don't know how accurate they are, but they're, I think, on the horizon, so that's something to note. There will be many, many more collabs this year, and, you know, maybe some of those will be on an album, maybe they won't. I guess we'll see. But for now, let's just stream When I'm Gone and enjoy it. Go see Play if you can. It's an amazing show. We are immensely proud of her as our mother, as our amazing woman that we love. I just wish her all the best right now. And, you know, obviously, like, those shows take a lot on you, like, physically and everything. So I hope she stays safe and she's okay. And yeah, so thank you guys so much for tuning in today. You guys are amazing. You right now, you the listener listening right now, I appreciate you so much. I'm so just humbled that you guys still want to listen to me, and like, I hope to one day meet you guys or like do something, because like, you guys have listened to so many. Like, I got my Spotify for artists, and it told me how many hours you guys listen, and I was like, there is, you know how many days 200 something hours is? And like, I'm just like so humbled. So thank you guys so much. I truly appreciate every one of you. I wish you the best. I wish you a great day until we talk next time, hopefully soon. I wish you the best morning, best afternoon, best night, I'm rambling. Anyways, I love you guys so much, and I will catch you guys in the next podcast. Bye.